Okay, good morning. It is Yud Ches Kislev, the 26th of November. We are Shoftim Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Pasuk Chaf Gimel actually started the beginning of the end for Abimelech and the Bnei Shechem, that Hashem sent the Ruach Ra. That would cause machlokes between the Balei Shechem and Abimelech. Now in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, a very hard pasuk to read. Lavo Hamas, to come Hamas, Shivan B'nai Yerubal. What does Hamas mean?
Hamas, terrorist organization.
Okay. Gezo. Okay, so Masuda Sim says Hamas is Gezo. So to come.
Hamas Alecha is with the Tuf, not with the Samach, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Lavo Hamas, so to come the Gezel of the Shim B'nai Yerubal, of the 70 sons of Yerubal, Vidamam, and their blood, Lasum al Avimelech Achihem, to put it onto Avimelech their brother, Asherharagosam, who killed them, Val Balei Shechem Asher Chizku Es Yadav Laharog Es Achiv, and on the Balei Shechem who strengthened his hand to kill his brothers. Okay, anyone understand this pasuk?
Lavo
Hamas, to come Hamas, Shim B'nai Yerubal.
He stole the kingship from them. Okay, by
1 second. Okay, so you're too fast, Simcha. So first of all, what are they stealing? Okay, that's question number one. What did they steal? They stole something. What did they steal? Second of all, just how do you read this? Lavo Hamas, Shivan B'nai Yerubal V'damam Lasam Alei, to come the stealing of the 70 sons of Yerubal and their blood, and put it on Avimelech, their brother, who killed them, and the Balei Shechem also have a part in the killing.
Accomplices.
May they come. May it come.
May what come? May who come? May the Hamas come? The Hamas is coming, or the Hamas is what caused some other coming?
Came Hamas and caused
the retribution may come.
All right, so this is really hard to read. Okay, we'll come back to that. Okay, I spent a long time trying to figure this out. I'm not sure I did, but we'll try to work that out together. Hamas, we got to know what was stolen here. Okay, what was stolen? Simcha wants to say the Malucha was stolen,
right?
But it has to be someone's in order to steal it. What was it? Was it someone else's?
It belonged to the legitimate heirs, and he's not among them.
Okay. Fine. And then vidamam, what's that mean? Vidamam, their blood, because he killed them. Okay, so. Again, it's coming. We're not sure what's coming. The Hamas of the Shimon ben Yubal, so you guys are learning the stealing of the Malucha. That's how you're learning. The stealing of the Malucha and the fact that he killed them. That is going to be put onto
the punishment.
Oh, so you're seeing the punishment of that is going to be put onto Avimelech, their brother. So do we not know Avimelech was their brother? Why does it say Achihem? Okay, Asherharagosam. Do we need to know that?
It makes it worse.
Asherharagosam. Va'balei Shechem Asher Chizku Es Yadav Laharog Es Achiv. Okay.
This is coming from Hashem, right?
Uh-huh. What's coming from Hashem?
This pasuk.
What do you mean?
Maybe it's a continuation of the pasuk before.
Okay.
So what he's saying is why is Hashem making
the Ruach Ra
between that? It's because they stole the...
So you're saying the Lavo is the Ruach Ra is coming. That's what you want to say?
No, Hamas.
Hamas is coming, or Hamas is the cause of the Ruach Ra to come?
Bom Hashem.
There's two things in the pasuk. The Ruach Ra.
Yeah. That you're talking about in this pasuk or the last pasuk?
The last pasuk.
In the last pasuk, okay. Corresponding to those two things. Okay, but you're pointing out there's two things in our pasuk also. So there's a chamas, which we're not sure what that is. Chamas of the Shimon Yerubal and the damam and the killing of the sons of Yerubal. So there's the chamas and there's the killing. Okay, and apparently that is why this punishment is coming. So Simcha wants to read it that the Ruach Ra of the last pasuk is coming b'shvil because of the Hamas of the Shem Bnei Baal and the Damam of Losum Al Abimelech Achihem Asher. That's how Simcha is learning. Yeah. Could we do that in the pasuk? Lavo, Ruach Ra is coming. Bishvil, the Chamas. There's a lot missing, no? There's a lot missing.
Chamas of your translation is injustice.
Injustice, yeah. They do that because it's hard to translate it the right way. I mean, again, Chamas, we know, means stealing. That's what Chamas means. Here he's calling it injustice because what does it mean that they're stealing? Because that's a problem. So they get out of the problem by not translating the word properly. That's one of the tricks of the English. Okay.
It doesn't really have that connotation at all.
Injustice? Not that I know of. I don't know.
It's violent stealing.
A violent stealing. Hamas. No, Hamas means...
Stealing is...
I mean, again, the Mesudas David says Gezel. Okay? That's the Mesudas David says. Hamas is Gezel. That's what he says. Okay.
Lawlessness.
So I asked my son to help me read this pasuk this morning. Because I could not read it. I just didn't know how to read it. How do you read the word lavo? So first of all, this actually he didn't see. I don't know if this helps us or hurts us, but the Mishpso Zav says here, lavo hi teva kfula, kamo laman bo, kedesha yavo, in order that it should come. Chama shivim b'nei Yeruval v'dama. Ancho hayagam alakicha samalucha. Okay, I don't even know what the Mishnah Sozav means. Okay, so I didn't know how to read this. So my son told me, look, if you want to open the Chumash, it's actually this week's Parsha. There's a Rashi, and this comes up a bunch of times in Chumash. Rashi here is Perek Lamed Tes. Pasuk Dalid, Vayimsa Yosef Chain Be'enav, Vayishares Oso, Vayafkidehu Albeso, V'chol Yeshlo Nasan Biyada. What's the hard part to read in that pasuk? V'chol Yeshlo Nasan Biyada. What is very good. So Rashi says, V'chol yesh lo, Harei Lashon Katzer. This is a short Lashon. We're with me here? Sorry. Lamed Tes, Perek Lamed, Sparshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Dalet. Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Dalet.
Kol Masha Yesh Lo.
Right? It says, V'chol yesh lo. Then the Pasuk says, okay, so Potiphar liked Yosef, and he made him head of his house. V'chol yeshlo nasan b'yada. V'chol yeshlo. So Rashi says, Harei lashon katzer. This is a short lashon. Chaser asher. Chaser asher. It's missing the word asher. So you see here that sometimes the pasuk will leave out things. V'chol yesh V'chol asher yesh lo, it should be nasan b'yadav. All that was in his hand. All that he had, he put into his hand. V'chol asher yesh lo. What did you say?
Except for his wife.
Except for his wife. Right. Okay. V'chol asher yesh lo nasan b'yadav. Okay, so that's one Rashi. Another Rashi in next week's parasha. This is Miketz, Perek Mem Aleph. Perek Mem Aleph. Pasik Yud Gimel. Vayhi kasher pasar lanu kein haya. Okay, so this was the Shar Hamash, the Sar Hamashkin telling Paro over how there was this Jew in the jail who interpreted our dreams. Vayhi kasher pasar lanu kein haya. Whatever he interpreted, that's what happened. Osi Hey Shiv Al Kani Vaoso Tala. Rashi here says Hey Shiv Al Kani, right? Returned to his post. Who returned him to his post?
Tarmashkin.
No, Tarmashkin was returned to his post, but who returned him? Who is the one who brought him back?
Paro.
Paro, right. Paro is the one who brought him back. But that doesn't say that. It should, right? It should say, the Paro Heshiv Osi Al Kani. Doesn't say that. So again, Rashi says, Paro Anitzko Lamala. It's referring to Paro. Kamo Shamar Paro Katzav Alabodav. Hare Mikra Katzav Eloshen. Velo Pirish Mihishiv. Lefi Shein Sarach Lefarish Mihishiv. Misha biyado lehashiv v'hu paro.
He's talking to Paro.
The one who's able to do it is the one doing it. Yeah, but he doesn't say you either.
It's a third person. It's when true, you talk to the king, you're talking to the third person.
But he's not even. He just says hey shiv al kani.
Means that he should, meaning
he doesn't say the he either.
Hey shiv.
It doesn't say the he. I'm saying that
it's
that
third person, meaning it's an allusion to
no. Paro. But even if it was third person, you would say he returned. He returned me. Or, you know, your majesty returned me,
that's
you
English.
Would say. What?
You're imposing an English rule on the Russian.
Well, Rashi is saying the word is missing, right? That's.
No, he's saying who's the antecedent.
He's saying.
He says, understood from context, he's talking about Paro. But
okay, the Paro should. The Paro should.
The person is the way that you talk to the king.
No, but then, you're saying a different shot than Rashi. You're saying the Mishnah and Rashi.
Rashi
says it should say Paro, but it doesn't need to. It doesn't need to say Paro. Right? Why? Because Misha biyado lahashivu Paro, meaning we can figure out who the person is.
So
it doesn't
context,
have to say
that.
From the context, right? From the context. No. So it's interesting though. The second Rashi tells us why you would have a Lashon Katzer. The first Rashi doesn't. I mean, the Rashi in our passage just says Lashon Katzer left out a word. Why?
It's a violation of the rule, but here it's not.
So, and here Rashi saying it's Lashon Katzer, but there's a reason why it's Lashon Katzer. You don't need to say it, because we know who we're talking about. We know who we're talking about. Okay, so now what's missing from our pasuk? Is it a Lashon Katzer over here? And what type of a Lashon Katzer is it? Right? So, Lavo, what's coming, or who's coming? What's coming, or who's coming?
May it come, yeah.
Okay, so the Radak says, Lavo Chamas, Klomar. Siba Haisa Me'es Hashem Yizbarach, She Bogdu Bale Shchem Ba'avimelech. Kemoshama Vayisha Chelokim Ruach Ra. Okay, so I don't even know what the Radak means. What's coming? Hashem's coming? Or it's coming in front of Hashem? I think maybe the Radak means Lavo Lifnei Hashem. It came before Hashem. It came before Hashem. Chamas Shivim B'nei Yerubal.
Or let it come before Hashem.
Siba Haisim Eis Hashem Yizbarach. So this is the reason why the Ruach Ra came.
And what is Ruach Ra?
No, Ruach Ra is not Hamas. No, Ruach Ra is something else. I mean, we spoke about last week what Ruach Ra is, but not Hamas is what they did wrong. Hamas is definitely not the Ruach Ra. The Hamas is the reason, right? The Hamas is the reason why the Ruach Ra came. So, okay, I don't know. It's not clear. That's in Mesudas David. Maybe it's a little more clear. Mesudas David says, Ratzalomer. me Hashem chaisa leman yavo gemul hachamas shechamsu hamalucham imnei gidom. So this is coming from Hashem. Lavo gemul. So a payback came because of the Hamas Shivan B'nai Yerubal. So what came? A gemul came. A gemul came. Yeah? A gemul came. That would be, I guess, according to the Mitzudas, David. Barbanel says, Kedeshi Yavo Onish al Avimelech al Hachamas. So in order to come, so I think that Barbanel is maybe learning, like going back on the Ruach Ra, right? The Ruach Ra was, Lavo was coming, again, because of, or a payback for the Hamas. So it's like, what's chaser here? The Gemul is chaser. According to the Gemul is chaser, others seem to learn also that Lavo, it came in front of Hashem, the Hamas Shivan B'nai Yerubal. And therefore they were punished for that. So it's kilo, there's two things missing, like the Gemul is missing and who it came in front of is missing.
What could mean it that just the punishment could come? Does that have to be for a person?
So right, so that would be the Gemul, right? Okay, so that would be without, right? So then you would just learn it that way. I mean, you can learn it that way, Pashas. You can learn nothing to do with who it came in front of. It's just what came. Lavo Gemul, it came a Gemul. Okay, but either way, it's hard to read. So the Kli Yakar has a pshat. The Kli Yakar says, Nira the Daktik Lashon Lavo Chamash, the Lashon Lavo Heichon Yavo. Meaning, the way you just read the pasuk, it sounds like the Hamas is coming. The Hamas is coming. But what does that mean, the Hamas is coming? What does that mean? So where's it going? Hamas is coming? Where's it going? Where's the Hamas going? What does that mean? Okay, so he says, V'hu ki yodua sha'mekatregim b'chutz yamdu. The mekatreg, what did we translate mekatreg the other day? The accuser, the persecutor?
Accuser, prosecutor.
Prosecutor. Right, it stands outside, so to speak. Kilo yigarcho ra ksiv, aval hakitrug vatzaako shetsoek hamekatrek, v'hu akategor shenase min hoaveira lepamim yamod lefanav eza sanegar, which is a mitzvah. V'yakev milavo oso hakol lifnei Hashem. Okay, so here he's learning. The Kli Yakar is learning that pashtus the pasuk. Okay, what's coming? The Hamas is coming, meaning the Avera itself is coming. The Avera itself is coming because sometimes the Avera stopped from coming. How could you stop an Avera from coming? You stop an Avera from coming with mitzvos, with Maisim Tovim, etc. That could stop the Avera coming. What do you mean the Avera coming? The effect of the Avera. The effect of the Avera from coming. Ukesha'ein z'chus nichnas lezeh. So the Ruach Ra is that it allows for the Hamas to come, meaning nothing's going to stand in the way of the Hamas. There's no mitzvah, there's no Maisim Tovim, there's no defender that's going to defend the person from the Hamas. From the Hamas, he had tzaka shetzakim shivim ish b'nei Yeruval. Zesham a lovel of Hashem Hamas v'kol shivim b'nei Yeruval. That the Hamas itself should come. So what does that mean? The Hamas itself comes. What does that mean? The avera is coming. The avera is not being. But what does it mean for an avera to come? What does that mean? The avera came. The avera wasn't blocked. Meaning, what does it mean? If the avera wouldn't come, that would mean it's blocked by a mitzvah. So the ruach ra is making it not blocked by a mitzvah. So what does that mean now? So the avera is coming. And what? The Avera is coming and doing what? And does what? Meaning that the Avera itself gets you? The aver itself gets you. Oh, so that's the yesod of the Nefesh HaChaim he brings. Okay, the yesod of the Nefesh HaChaim, he says in Shar Aleph Perek Yud Beis, Alapasik Chatoyim Tirdof Ra'ah. Shehachet Atzmo Hu Oncho. The punishment is the sin itself. The chet itself is the punishment. Ki me'es habriya kava habori is baruch shemo. Hashem set up the world. Kol sidri anagas olamos. Shiyu teluyim kefi maisim ha'adam hatovim v'imroyim chas v'shalom. That the way that the world acts with a person is based on how the person acts. If a person acts good, so then he's... The good that he does treats him well, and if he does bad, so then the bad. So though that unleashes, meaning the aver itself unleashes itself to bring tuma and ra to the person.
Is that aver, schar aver aver?
Keilu, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Kemoshe Kasev Avonos Yilchidenu as a Rasha Ubechevle Chato Yitmach. Seosham Rakasa ki Poel Adam Yeshalim Lo Shapu'ula Atzma Hatova Hi Imra Chas V'Shal. That the act itself, the mitzvah itself, pays the person back, and the aveir itself pays the person back. So you don't have to stick anything in here, and you don't have to say Lashon Katzer. It's just, you read a pashit, that lavo chamas shem neirubal v'damam, that the chamas of the shem neirubal, and the damam, and the fact that he killed, so we still have to go with what the chamas is, we'll come back to that. Lasum al avimelech achim asherhag, this is going to be put on avimelech, meaning the aver itself is going to be put on avimelech and the b'nei shechem. The aver itself is going to be put on an amazing shap in the
koyach. Coming to haunt him.
Coming to haunt him. Yeah. Beautiful pshat. Okay, so either you have to learn, so we have two ways. So either you learn it's Lashon Katzer, right? There's something missing here in the Pasuk. Or, right, and it means that lavo, what's going to come, the gemul, the payback for the chamas that he did. Or you learn it straight, lavo chamas, the chamas itself is coming. Okay, now the next question is, what's the chamas? Okay, what's the chamas? So we said the mitzvah said it means gezel. So what gezel is here? This is the Rinas Yitzchak. Sarachim. There is a gezel ha'yikam. That lo leko din Yerusha b'shofet. What gezel is there? There's no Yerusha by a shofet. V'aftem v'melech shapir ikadin Yerusha v'im kiblu also aleim l'melech. Right? Even if you say that by a melech there is, and they accept an avol gidon b'emes lo iskim lios melech, Gidon said he's not a melech. V'lo nasa melech, he didn't become a melech. V'im came banav lo hayu yarshim sraraso umay chamas hayakan, and he doesn't answer it. Sorech Ian. What's the chamas? Yeah. What is the chamas here? The minister doesn't understand. What's the chamas? There's no malucha here. There's no malucha. Therefore, there's no Yerusha. Therefore, you didn't steal anything. There's no chamas. You didn't steal anything. Yes.
They were roy.
Okay. 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 So Avimelech was a bad boy. Avimelech was a bad boy, but what does that have to do with stealing? Is that called stealing? Is that called chamas? What's that? What is that? Stealing his name. Okay. Okay.
In their minds, they were stealing the malucha.
Stealing your lives?
Stealing their lives. Okay. Okay. So that I hear. But is that called stealing? Is that called chamas? It's a good shot. We'll see that. But then the problem with that is also then it's saying the same thing twice then. Right? Because the pasuk says chamas shem v'nei ro'o v'damam. V'damam. So if the chamas is also stealing their lives, so why does it say v'damam? Then it will be repetitive.
You stole to the extent that they were in a position of leadership.
Their clout.
So the Divrei Tova, l'shitaso, He said back in Pasuk Aleph of this Perek that they actually were already acting as rulers. Okay, the other sons of Gidon were already acting as rulers. So they're already Ke'ilu the Melech, and he stole the Melucha from them. They already were. He's learning what's going on here. First of all, he might be understanding, which we never had clarity on, when exactly this happened. Was this immediately after Gidon was Nifter, during Shiva? In Pashtus, that's how we learned, but that wasn't. We never had that 100% clear. If this was during Shiva, was there a gap of time? I didn't look back at the Divrei Tova. It could be the Divrei Tova. I think I'm pretty sure the Divrei Tova held even during while Gidon was alive. He already appointed his sons as partial leaders. They were leading together with him. So in that case, they already had this leadership, and he came and stole it from them. Does it have to be mamish and malucha? I don't know, lav dafka. I'm saying you're stealing a leadership. What do you want to say?
There's a machlokas mishenim. If you say dina the machlus of dina in Eretz Israel,
okay.
There's a tzad to say that a government in Eretz Israel, even if it's not a melech, but a government has a dina dina machlus of dina.
Okay.
It's tzad to say that it's they don't have that authority. Is because everybody has a schus to live in Eretz Israel, so there's no contract like there is in France to be a vassal of the king because he's allowing you to live there, so you have to obey his laws. But over here, we have a right to Eretz Israel. But the other sheet in Dinan Chasidina is that there needs to be a government in order for this. Human affairs to be approached, to be run in an appropriate way. Otherwise, it's Hamas. So, which is what happened in the Dora Mabel. So, according to that Shita, if the brothers, all the brothers collectively had a government, and according to the Shita, that they have, one Shita, they would have a din of Dino Lachos and Dina. So it was like overthrowing the government that has a legitimate democratic, a legitimate rule.
Post.
Post.
Mm-hmm. Authority. Yeah. Authority. Very good. Yeah, good point. Yeah, good point. Good point. Okay, fine. So that is, again, so this is the way he quotes from Sudas. Again, the Masudas said there's two things going on. First, he stole the Malucha. He stole the Malucha, A, and B, he killed them. A, he stole the Malucha. B, he killed them. Why is that called stealing? The Rinas Yitzchok's Kasha. Teretz number one, he says, is because they were already Malachim. Not that it's Midin Yerusha, but they were already Malachim. Okay, that's Teretz number one. V'layav Shalom. She'etzem aratzicha she'harag es achiv gam hu Hamas. Is what he said, right? That the killing itself is Hamas. She'chamas mehem es haschus lechayos v'lasos mitzvos. That when you kill someone, you're stealing from them. Right? By killing someone, you're stealing. That's why killing is called Hamas too. V'chein kasu b'medjish v'reishis haraba. Parsha lamed aleph ozvav amar Rabbi Levi. Hamas ze avodos kochovim. Hamas ze gili arayas. Hamas ze shvichas domim. Okay, so Hamas doesn't only have to mean stealing. Hamas can mean other things as well. Shenemar me Hamas b'nei Yehuda asher shafchu dam noki. So you see that Ritzicha is also called Hamas.
What in lawlessness?
Okay, the first Aveira of Avimelech is the Ritzicha. Shechomas es nafshois achiv. He was Chomas their souls. V'Aveira hashnia ya bizoyon shel adam sheshafach. And the second is the bizoyon that was brought to them and to Gidon's family. Shehagam sheharag es achiv. Avlo yitzarech lishpoich damam bebizoyon kolkach. One thing to kill them, but in such a bizoyantic way. Kumo shikasa mishan Sanhedrin, shekem atzino v'kayin sheharag es achiv, shenemar demei achicha tzoakim. Eino omer dam achicha. It doesn't say the blood. Ela demei. Achicha, damo v'dam zarosav. You didn't only kill this person; you killed his children, his grandchildren, great grandchildren, all eternity. Davar acher deme achicha shayu damo mushlach alo eitzim v'alavonim. Hinei mavur kan shetava kadosh baruch hu es kayin tevia nosefes there was a second problem with what kind besides killing. Aleph tavolam aharagas achiv v'sev. Why did you kill your brother? Beis tavolam alo chas al kavodam achiv sheyumushlach bizayin aleitzim v'alavonim. Number two, it's a bizayin that his blood is splattered. Kach kan nosef al avoin chamas nefashos achiv yesh tevia nosefes al damam. Okay, so it's two things. So I read what you said, that the Hamas is referring to the killing. So why is it two things? Because it is two things. It's the killing and it's the blood, right? The blood that you left bizayin. That's why Avimelech got killed with ki'ilu two misos. Ki'ilu, he was killed twice. How is that, Eliezer? How was he killed twice?
Skila.
Well, how was he killed twice, Avimelech? How was he killed twice? What happened? How did he die? How did Avimelech die? What's that? Who killed him? What happened? You remember? You quoted this the other day. You quoted this the other day, right? First, the woman threw the millstone on his head. And then what happened? Then he asked his nar to kill him, right? So he has ki'ilu two misas, right? The stone on his head and the sword. Kamosh kasabach nun gimel nun dal v'tishlach isha achas plach rechev al rosh Avimelech v'taretz es gilgaloso. Hinei nechmesa nafsho mimenu al yidei retzitzas gilgaloso. And beis it says v'yikra meira lanar nosei kele v'yom lo shlof charbecha. And right, take your sword and kill me. The yedak ruhu naro inegam nidkar becherev. So he's also like you said. There's like skila and skila and cherev. Skila and cherev going on. Okay, fine. Next questions. He asks. First of all, why does it have to say achihem in the pasuk? Right. It says again. Look, losum. Al Avimelech Achihem was put on Avimelech, their brother. We don't know Avimelech, their brother. Obviously, we know that already. So why does it have to say Achihem? What do we need that for?
Makes it worse.
Makes it worse. Okay, so you said to accentuate how bad the Aveira was. That could be. Second of all, again, why does that say they killed them? We know he killed them. We know that already. So he says, in order to answer the first kasha of why it says their brother, so he says, like you said, Yitzchak, it makes it worse. But why does it make it worse that he's Achihem? Why does that make it worse that he's their brother?
It's more treacherous.
Yeah, why?
There's an implicit bris that you have with a brother that you don't violate.
What good? What do we see? What din do we see that in the Torah? What halacha in the Torah do we see that there's a special connection? Okay, Yibam is one, good. What's the other one? The din Goal Adam. Yeah. What's the din of Goal Adam? Right?
It's an Arabis.
Right? Din Goal Adam is that if Reuben will kill Shimon accidentally, right? So then Shimon's relatives, his brothers, right, are allowed to take revenge and kill Reuben for killing their brother, right? So normally the brother is the one who stands up for his brother, right? Stands up for him, protects him, etc. for his Misa. And here you have the brother himself killing them. And he says he believes that that's the Mida Keneged Mida over here. The Mida Keneged Mida is who ends up killing Avimelech. How does he end up dying?
His own
family, Shechem. Right? Shechem, the ones who appointed him, the ones who were his brother, right? That's what they said. He's our brother. Let's appoint him. He's our brother. So they come back and they end up killing him. Number one. And number two, Mida Keneged Mida, is the Nar Nosei Kelev. Right? Who's a Nar? Yeah. Oh, you said that, Eliezer. You gotta talk louder. Shenaro Nasei Kelev, Shehu Misharso, Vikarave Love. He's his Mishares, and instead he kills him. And look at the contrast between what happens with Avimelech and what happens with Shaul HaMelech. Right? When Shaul asked his Nar to kill him, he didn't want to do it. No, I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
But Avimelech's nar, sure, no problem. You know, just kills him just like that. Yeah, that's me the kineg and me the, he says. Okay, and to answer the second kasha, of why it has to say that he killed his brothers. Okay, so why does Ab say he killed them? Okay, one, he's a brother, and two, he killed them. We know he killed them. Why is he saying that? So he says, V'dam losam al Avimelech achim asher haragosam klomer shadam shel ha'achim yosam olav shafilu shu ish echad ya'ane shu keshivamish. Even though he's one man, he should get punished as if he's 70 men. Since he killed 70 men, he killed his 70 brothers. And that's why the pasuk is stressing the 70 brothers, since he killed the 70 brothers, so he should get killed like that. So kashim shuarak shivim ish b'mo yadav kein neraku begufo kashivim ish. V'ayinu shalakayman, we see later in pasuk nun gimel, v'tishlach isha achas plach rechev arosh avimelech v'toretz. Over Tiritz S. Gilgalasso crushed his head open. Hinei zarka olav chatichas evan shel reichayim. It was a millstone from a mill. Veritzitza S. Roshu, and it crushed his head. Venir shekshem shel reichayim tochelim chita achas lepirurim dakim oat. Okay, so the job of the mill is to break something into smaller pieces. Kach rosha vimelech keilu nitchan v'nisrotzeis v'nechlak. He's getting a little creative over here, but he says it's keilu the head of Avimelech. The head of Avimelech. It's good Pinchas is not eating today. The head of Avimelech was smashed into 70 different pieces. 70 pieces. Kenegan shivim achim kjeharat because of the 70 brothers that he killed. And he had the pain as if he's killed 70 times. That's the midah kinegan. He got pain, he was killed 70 times. Machmas risuk rosho l'shivim chalakim. Doesn't feel too good. Doesn't feel too good. How many people do skila? What do you mean?
When somebody is killed by skila, how many people
actually throw the stone?
Have to throw the stone. Is there a minimum?
Well, first they drop one big stone, right? And then if he doesn't die from that, so then you have other people throwing stones. I don't know that there's a... The Eidim themselves are the ones who throw.
Yeah.
First they push him off, right? And they throw down one stone, no? Yeah. First? Mm-hmm. And then, okay, we got to look into it. I don't know. You want to say to 70 people? 70 people. I don't know.
It says Kol Ha'am or something like that? Yirgamu also?
The Yirgamu, does it say Kol Ha'am? Yad kol ha'am. Yad kol ha'am. There you go.
I'm assuming that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and then there's... do we have time for this? Yeah, so the end of the pasuk. Remember, we spoke about this earlier, but they are accomplices. Are they accomplices, or are they ke'ilu, they killed him too? What does the end of the pasuk say? It says, "V'albal ishchem asher chizku es yadav laharug es achiv." They were mechazek him. What did you say? Supporting him. So are they, is it kilu they killed him as well? Are they responsible for killing him? So we spoke about this. Yeah, different shit. He brings in kedushin the machlokas. Now, korabanim v'shamay azakim. V'omer l'shlucho tsev harug es anefesh. If you say, tell someone, you hire someone, or you tell someone to kill. The Rabbanu Yeshrak Dina Zuta. Okay, it's called Dina Zuta. You're a gore. You're a gore. Mulashamay Azakin Yesh Dina Rabba. It's kill you killed the person. If you told someone to kill, even though you don't do the actual killing, it's kill you killed him. V'inei me'apazik ha'mashma sheyesh al balishchem din gamor. Kemo al avimelech sharago sam ba'atzmo. From this pasuk, he wants to say that they have the same din. El shekim shem nasan lo kesef lishchar nasan la'argo. So, adif mistam mishaleach. It's more than just a regular someone who sends. They actually paid him. Normally we say shliach l'dvaravera. Who gam mitam zeres hakasev? The gam misvara. The divrei harav. The divrei talmud. The divrei mishomim. Right, if you have Hashem and you have a Talmud, you're going to listen to. Ulechein, l'dinei shemayim af the ain agzeres akasev, right? So you're not chayv. Shazem amayit rak l'dini anav l'dini shemayim. Mikol makom hari aslara de divrei harav kayemes veich nemar sham mishalech echayev l'dini shemayim. Vare yachol hu lomer sovar yisishlo yachol. The Lord wasn't going to do it. Avok kishesachar eidei shekav yodeh shem yachol. If you pay them though, you know they're going to do it. Shrei nakul mamon al kach. They're taking money, then you can't say, oh, I didn't think he was going to do it. Right? You could say that normally if you sent someone, but if you're paying him and he's taking the money, yechaya b'dinei shemayim v'lechem balei shkem shenosvo mamon l'ischa rotzchim l'aragos. Since they actually gave money, chayav b'dinei shemayim, he wants to say that everyone would agree in that case that you're chayav b'dinei shemayim, and therefore the Bnei Shechem are chayiv, they killed the 70 sons of Gidon as well. Okay, shkoyach. Special guest. How are you?